What's up? What's up? What's going on, my beautiful people? I hope everybody has had a good New Year's, a good Christmas, a good Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's holidays was what it was. And I hope and pray that going into this 2021, everybody gets their blessings and gets whatever their heart desire. And, you know, things just end up better because, you know, this year started off rough for all of us. Not this year, I'm sorry. 2020 was rough for all of us, I'm sorry. 2020 was rough for all of us. So going forward, I hope this year plans out the way everybody plans it to be. I hope we all can get back to some sort of normalcy. You know, it's been rough. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have had family members leave because of this pandemic. And it's been a lot. It's been stressful. And, you know, going forward, you know, my prayer, I'm hoping and praying that things will be better. And, you know, we are able to get back to where we once were, you know, because, you know, it's rough. You just stuck in the house all day. It's rough. It's rough. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to jump into tonight's discussion. Now, tonight's discussion was more so as a request. This came across my timeline, and it was also inboxed to me because, you know, somebody felt like it was something that needed to be talked about, which it is, you know. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about it. You know, I had a back and forth with a few people on this post when it was shared, when I saw it. And, you know, I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about it because it needs to be talked about. So this is the post that came across my timeline as well as my inbox. Her name is Queen Vivian. And it's Vivian Rowe, you know. Vivian Rora, I guess that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, I don't know this individual. I don't know her. But she puts up a post and it says this: "Men, if DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it doesn't change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. Women go through a lot in marriages and women deserve better." Yeah, that's the craziest thing that I've ever heard. Let me read it again. Let me say it one more time for the people in the back, just in case you didn't catch that. "Men, if DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it doesn't change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. Women go through a lot in marriages, and women deserve better." That's what this individual has said. Now, I had to read that a couple times to make sure that she said what I thought she said. And obviously I don't agree with that because, you know, either you didn't know, because there are situations to where, and I'm not even saying that is, I don't even know if it's her. You know, that may have just been something she just put up there. Because like I said, I don't know her. But in a situation like that, only thing I can think of is, either you didn't know, and I know, you know, I know some people that have been in situations to where they're dealing with a dude, dealing with a chick, or whatever the situation is, and that situation dies out, and then they go and find themselves in another situation, and then boom, they find out that they're pregnant, and then they think that the whatever person who they prefer to be the daddy, it end up being somebody else, but a lot of times they really don't know, which, you know, goes back into y'all was messing around with each other around the same time as far as conception and things of that nature, you know. So, you know, sometimes things like that happen, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes things like that do happen from time to time. Then you just got situations to where a woman just cheat and she don't even tell the dude that she with that the baby is not his. And that's done for various reasons. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the dude that she really got pregnant by, maybe he ain't really a good person. Maybe he's not the ideal person that you want to have a kid with or something. I don't know. But I do know of some situations to where guys, you know, they done got with a chick, they taking care of that baby, they doing the thing. Baby done been named after him and everything, and then they find out later on down the line that baby not even theirs. And then a lot of times The women know about it. They got a gut feeling, a gut suspicion, but they won't say nothing. Because a lot of times, if the dude don't know about it, 9 times out of 10, that dude is taking care of the financial needs. That dude is a father to the kid. That dude is easing the load for that woman. And that dude is a very positive figure in that child's life. You don't catch too many women trying to pin a baby on a dude that ain't really got nothing going on. I'm just gonna keep it a buck. If you done made a mistake with Dusty Larry from down the street, and then you got all about business Bobby, and he's stable and all that stuff, 9 times out of 10, all about business Bobby is probably gonna be the more ideal person for that type of situation. I'm not suggesting that that's what you should do. I'm just saying it's just how some of those situations go. This post kind of rubbed me the wrong way because, like I said, I have some friends personally that have been caught in situations to where they have taken and cared for a kid only to find out that child is not even theirs. Child is named after them and everything. Some cases, they paying child support for a child that's not even theirs. And it's like when situations like that happen, you have a lot of chicks, not all of them, but you have a lot of chicks that really have the audacity and feel like, well, you should just go ahead and do it. It's not about me, it's about the kid. But it's like, you don't even get a choice. The dude doesn't even get a choice in that situation. So then, you know, instead of just being real and acknowledging that you made a mistake and you got this wrong, you want to make it all about the kid when it's really about you and the lack of irresponsibility or however that situation went. Now, I'm not talking about rape and things of that nature. Those are entirely different situations. I'm talking about situations where you done stepped out of the that woman done stepped out of the relationship, or y'all was on a break and she went and got her swirl on with somebody else, and you know the paternity is coming up and all that type of stuff. And you find, I'm talking about situations like that. It should be left up to the father, or that man, I should say, if he wants to be involved or not. It's different if you come into the game, if a man comes to the table and he knows about that and then he still decides to step up to the plate. That's different. That's a choice. But you have some women that actually defended this post that this Vivian woman put up. Like, they were really going in on it. Like, yeah, because the men. And it's like, men go through stuff too. Do you know how many kids, and I've talked about this time and time again, do you know how many kids are mad and upset and walking around here right now mad at the fact that their father is not in their life? And the truth and the reality of it is, the real reason why that father is not around is because of that mother. That mother that messed around and done something. The story ain't all the way true like she told you it was. And now that kid's just walking around with all this anger and just, my daddy ain't nothing, he don't want to be around. When the truth of it is, your mom knows more to the story than what it is, but she not saying nothing. I'm not saying that's the case for most absent fathers not being around. I'm just saying, you have a lot of kids that are mad and upset and angry at their dad. And the reason that they're angry with their dad is not even the real reason. The real reason is some mess the mom has been doing. I've heard of situations. I've seen situations. I've been involved in certain situations. I've seen women purposely, and I've been a victim of, you know, women purposely using their kids as pawns. You know what I'm saying? To get their point across or to get their way. You know, sacrificing and selling the kids short because it's some sort of hidden agenda that the mom got going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women think that. I'm not even going to say women, because at this point, we're talking about the single parent aspect. You have a lot of people that think that just because the child lives with them and is in the house, that they're the better parent. And a lot of times, some of these parents don't even have a real relationship with their kid. You think just because you put food on the table, clothes on their back, you take them to and from where they got to go, you think that just because you provide and do all of that, you think that that makes you parent of the year. And when it comes to one-on-one interaction with your child, you don't even have one-on-one interaction with your child. You don't know what they like, what they involved in, you know. Shoot, in a lot of cases, the child's friend know more about the child than the parent do. Sometimes strangers on social media know more about your child than that parent do. That should really say something, because a lot of parents aren't tuned in with their kids the way they need to be. You know, we've seen situations time and time again in the media. You know, women pinning babies on dudes, and you know, trying to get more money out of situations. We just not seeing a situation with Dr. Dre and his wife. You know, she wants a divorce, but she feels like she's entitled to a certain amount of money. Those kids are grown and in college already, but she still feels like she should get a certain type of allowance. And when the judge didn't grant her what she wanted pertaining to that, she decided to go to Dr. Dre's place of business and steal some money out of a safe that he had there. So now she's looking at charges for that. So it's just, I say that to say, a lot of times it's not about the kids. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times folks be in their feelings, they be mad and upset, and they got this entitlement type of attitude about it. Like, you got some women that actually feel like I said, because there was a whole lot of them in the comments that was rocking along with her. With that, I mean, you had a couple of them that, you know, it was a lot of them that was going against what she was saying, but you had a couple, you had that faithful bunch, buddy, they was in there raising hell. And it's like, how do you just, because if a woman decides to have an abortion, most of the time, there are situations to where the guy doesn't even have a say-so in it. Some of these chicks, they get pregnant, get knocked up. They don't want to have no kid. They don't say nothing to the dude about it. And then when they do say something to the dude about it, it's already done. He don't get a say-so in that. And then, you know, that woman has her own reasons why she decided to make that decision, why she decided to make that choice, and, you know, things of that nature. She has her reasons for why. And a lot of times, she just wants you to respect and understand why she did it, if she even decided to tell you. Because some women, they're not really good with I'm not even going to say they're not good at it. Some women don't really care to communicate their feelings when it comes to certain stuff. They just want to, hey, look, I did it. This is why. If you don't like it, too bad. So sad. Like, you got some women that are really cut dry like that. They don't care. And then you got some women that are like, hey, look, if you're going to deal with me, if you're going to be dealing with me, that's what you're going to have to put up with. This is what you're going to have to put up with. This is what I do, and this is what it is. You got some women that really feel like that. So how is that fair to the guy? Like, he doesn't even get a choice. I mean, if it's a situation where the guy knew coming into the picture that, you know, you pregnant and he still decides to mess with you, that's different. That's a choice. But if it's a situation where y'all dating and then, you know, you get questioned about some timing that don't add up, and then it come out, or you cheated, or something crazy happened to where you need a blood match, and then you find out the baby ain't even yours, or however the situation go, and then it comes out, is that father still liable to be in that kid's life? And I ask that because I've seen so many women say time and time again, well, a man should just be able to put his differences to the side and be there for the kid. It's not about the kid. I mean, it's not about the mother. It should just be about the kid. And, you know, that you're the only father figure that kid. And it's like, the father don't even have a choice. Like, now he being guilted in with all this guilt and emotion and the importance of being a father, but he never really had a chance to really be a father because that was thrown in his face, or that was taken away from him, depending on what the situation is. And you really got some women with that mindset that really feel like that. You should just jump in and do what you do. But then in the same sense, you have some women that when it comes to a dude that got kids from a previous relationship, they're not even receptive of, you know, him having kids with a prior relationship. I've seen relationships to where the dude is not with his baby mom no more, his ex, and then he moves on and get into another relationship, and his new relationship, they got kids, and he's a father to those kids, but, you know, he's not able to be a father to the other kids he got. And it's not that, and it's not because he doesn't want to be a father to those other kids. It's because the mother won't allow him because of the pettiness and the bitterness and all the other stuff. Now, if this, you know, I'm not talking about the dudes that's just not doing nothing and don't care to do nothing. Definitely not talking about them type of dudes. But I'm talking about the situations to where the women hold the deck of cards, and they control the narrative and they control these situations as it pertains to such. Those are the situations I'm talking about. Because if you were to look into the post with that, what that young lady left, that kind of what it goes into. It's not addressing the women that's backing her or the people that's backing her, because there were a lot of dudes that was backing her too. The people that are backing her, they're not addressing, well, what happened as to how he found out the kid wasn't his. Like I said, I don't know if she's talking about herself or if she's talking about somebody personally that she knows, like a friend or something. I don't know. But the point is, it was never addressed from the people that's backing her. How did that even come about? So you're not taking responsibility for what happened as to why that dude thought the kid wasn't his. Because if you understand the post like I do, it says if you find out that the DNA says that you are not the father, you should still take care of your responsibility. Okay, well, that means if you find out, then that means that at one point you were led to believe or you thought that that kid was your responsibility. And now that it comes out that it's not, you should still follow through with what you were doing. So the mistake or the situation or whatever happened was never addressed with that. That's a problem. So, but a lot of women, like I said, a lot of women, as it pertains to cheating and other things that the dudes do, y'all wouldn't even put up with that. Y'all not even gonna tolerate that. But he should just pick up the pieces and keep it moving. And that just brings me to my next point. Like I said, a lot of times this stuff, the baby mama, baby daddy drama and all that type of stuff, a lot of times it ain't got nothing to do with the kids. A lot of times it's about control and it's about power. Because that woman cannot control the situation the way she wants. Sometimes the men be cutting up too, but like I said, that, you know, we dealing with the women today, because it was a woman that made that post. So I gotta keep it like that. So I want y'all thinking I'm being biased. I'm just sticking to what the context of the post was. But you have a lot of women that they control and dictate when you can, when you can't. Now they can mess around and be dealing with whoever, whenever, and won't tell you jack. But the moment the dude gets involved with somebody else or he's serious about somebody else, oh, it's a problem. I don't want no other chick around my kid. Ain't no other chick finna be doing my daughter's hair. My kid ain't finna be calling no other woman mama. And, you know, like, you got those type of situations. Oh, you with her? This is a package deal. You ain't finna just, you know what I'm saying? It's, you have women that are petty like that. And you got some women that just really feel like they can say and do whatever it is they want. And at the end of the day, you should be able to just look past whatever she done and said, and y'all just need to come together and figure it out. They don't understand the aspect of you done tore that person down, you done messed that person up emotionally, you really done a number on them. Like, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand that. That's why you got so many people that are not remorseful. That's why you got a lot of people that don't care nothing about closure. That's why you got a lot of people that walk around and talk that mess that you see on Facebook with the nobody owes you an explanation to leave and this, that, and that. That's why you got a lot of people that don't believe in closure. They don't believe in certain situations. They don't believe in certain situations for whatever reason. They content with the way things are, and they don't have a problem with cutting you short, going on about their business, and it's just business as usual. They don't care about giving you clarity. They don't care that they're the only person that can give, you know, give you closure to that situation. They don't care about it because they just want out of the situation the best way that they know how. And they don't understand that, okay, now you didn't, now this, you didn't did this, so now trust is an issue now. Being committed is an issue now. I don't want to have kids now because that was taken away from me or that was thrown in my lap. I didn't have a say-so in it. It's like, I often said that depending on what the situation is, a lot of times guys don't have a say-so in jack. They just supposed to, because it's expected for a guy to be held accountable and for that guy to be responsible for his action. But you got females out here that's plotting, scamming, and scheming as it pertains to the kids, and nobody is saying nothing about it. And then it's like, depending on what the situation is, you got these chicks that are band together. Oh, I understand why she did it because her emotions and stuff. But then when the dude get to talking about emotions and saying stuff, it's not received the same way. Oh, he being a punk. He being cowardly. You know, he taking the easy way out. He ain't being a man. He a sorry excuse. There's all this negative stuff that comes along with it. And it's not cool. It should be left up to the guy if he wants to be a part. You know, if you done lied to him, you done cheated on him, let him decide if that's something that he's willing to deal with as far as being a father to a kid that, you know, that's really not his kid biologically. And you got a lot of chicks that, like I said, if it's a dude that got kids and all that stuff, a lot of chicks don't really go out of their way to be trying to have a relationship with them stepkids. And I say that to say a father will step in and take care of some kids that is not his faster than a woman would take on the responsibility of being a stepmother to some kids that's not there. Even if the relationship doesn't work out, if that man knows he has a bond with that child and he truly cares about their child, that man will continue to come around for the sake of that child because he knows that's the only father figure he got. How many of y'all can honestly say, and I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, I'm just saying in general, how many of y'all can actually say that even after a relationship end, that ex-girlfriend or that ex-wife still keeps up on with what the stepkids is doing? How many can actually say that? Because most of the time, when a relationship is over, the relationship with them kids is done. You don't see too many women sticking around in them situations. But I do know situations where when the relationship is over and the first thing come out some of their mouth, you know you the only father figure they got and you just gonna up and bounce. Now I gotta explain to them why you ain't around. You know, they do that. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying in general. So I felt, like I said, I felt the need to share that because stuff like this happens every day. You know, we just don't hear about it as much. We always hear about a guy cheating. You know what I'm saying? Occasionally you might hear something about a woman trying to get over and get more money. She done lied about this situation or that situation. And then you find out, you know, it was really something. Like, you occasionally you get those. But for the most part, it's always the dude that's doing wrong. It's always the dude. So I felt the need to bring it up because stuff like this happens all the time. And, you know, like I was saying, do you know how many kids are walking around right now mad and upset that their father is not around? And the truth of the matter is, it's some mess the mother was doing. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's something to where you know, that mom was being beat and abused and she had to take the kids and run for her life, that's different. I'm not talking about no situations like that. You was raped and all that. I'm not talking about that. That's an entirely different situation. I'm talking about situations to where you got some situations to where the father ain't around because the father didn't do what the mother wanted him to do. You know, wanted to get married and the father didn't want to get married. And, oh, well, I'm leaving. Or you mad and upset and you just decide to go move on the other. You go move on the other side of the earth and you don't tell the father. No, you got a lot of women that actually didn't kidnap their kid and the father don't have a clue where they are in the world. Don't have a clue. Ain't told them nothing. Just up and bounced. So like when it comes to the father's rights, we really don't have no rights unless we go to court and we get that stuff in writing and you get that stamp seal on it. Like, that's the truth. So fellas, if you listening, hear me good. In certain states, just because you signed the birth certificate, that does not mean you have rights as a father. That just means you take on the financial. That means you're acknowledging that you are taking on the financial well-being of that child. That ain't got nothing to do with you picking the kid up on certain days. All that stuff, you got to go through family court, mediation and all that stuff to get that stuff in writing. So if you don't have a state seal, if the judge has not signed off on it, you don't have no rights. Because there's been too many situations to where women pull stuff. Some of these women pull stuff, take the kids away, dude paying child support for a kid he can't see because the mama, she tripping, they ain't together and all this other mess. It's been too many situations to where dudes get messed over. Now, true enough, you got a lot of dudes that's just not doing nothing, just some sad, sorry excuses. But you have a lot of men that are getting railroaded and they ain't really, you know, the odds are not in their favor. It's not the same situation. So it's real. It's like you really, I ain't even going to say it's like, you really got to know who you laying down with when you decide to engage in sexual relations with people, because you don't know what they own. You got folks out here burning stuff, burning, you know, they got issues going on with their body. They ain't talking about it. Folks is mad, resentful, and bitter. You know, like I said, I know a couple partners that's taking care of kids. I got a homeboy right now that are taking care of two kids that are not his. But because he signed a birth certificate, ain't nothing he can do about it. I got a cousin that, you know, he got with this chick and she had him thinking the baby was his, and come to find out the baby wasn't even his. Named the baby after him and everything. So, I mean, his situation was kind of different. He was kind of able to get out of that relationship, but he was hurt because he was expecting to be a father. He had started spending money. You know, he was excited. Man, I'm about to be a dad, man. And it was taken away from him. You know, some mess that she, some loose ends that she hadn't tied up with a previous relationship. So you got scenarios like this that happen. I just wanted to address the fact that, you know, for somebody to sit up there and say you still need to take responsibility, because you got a lot of chicks, they not taking responsibility for some stuff that's not theirs. Even when you get with them, if you got debt, if you didn't, now, you know, some of them might help you out, but for the most part, a lot of folks ain't taking on no debt that they didn't, you know, that they didn't make. So for this young lady to say that, you know, was just kind of like, wow. So he don't even get a choice in the matter at all. Just, you know, I've even seen the post. I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen it. I've even seen that one post. That's this post that I read. That's just as stupid as the one with the young lady that was talking about, if we go out on the date, if you can't buy me no food or buy my kids a to-go bag, we ain't dating no more. It's almost as stupid as that. Like, you really got females that expect for you to go over and beyond and do the most, and then, you know, they just do what they want when they want to do it, and you're supposed to be understanding. And sad to say, you got some guys that's cool with it. But that's a whole different topic for another day. I wasn't intending on making this long. I hope I said something that made sense to somebody. I hope that answered the person's question that inboxed me about it, you know, that gave them more insight about it. As always, you know, you can hit me at MrDY365 at Outlook if you have any questions. I got some skits. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. You know, just wait on it. You know, I'm coming. You know, I'm going to get better. You know, I'm not going to be leaving y'all hanging like that. You know, this is a new year, so a new year brings new things. So I want to take this moment to thank everybody that's been listening, the new people that's been tuning in, my listening report analytics have gone up. People have been subscribing, so I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the feedback that I get. I appreciate the emails that I get about some of the questions and stuff that I can talk about. You know, you guys really make it happen for me. So, like I said, hope everybody's new year starts off right. I'll see you all next podcast. Peace.